Yes. So what's going on in your world?
Well, in my world, we are moving towards our Thursday council session, mm-hmm. which is tomorrow afternoon, beginning at 3 o'clock. Encourage people who want to see government in action to come by and be our guest. The workshop, really, it's a light agenda, both the workshop and the regular agenda. The big item on the workshop is going to be the opportunity for staff and council to interface and dialogue on the issue of Welborn.
Okay.
You know, that's been in the news lately, and we're going to have this opportunity. These workshop opportunities where staff and council can interface like that are very important. We get generally answers to questions that we might not otherwise have gotten. We're going to talk about, and this is exciting, one item on the agenda, on the workshop agenda, is a briefing relative to the Wolf Pen Creek water feature.
Mm-hmm.
That money has been set aside through the TIF to build a water feature, and we're turning much of that acreage, all of that acreage, into a festival grounds.
Okay.
So this is going to be, at the end of the day, a destination for our entertainment venues, and that's exciting.
Now, that event is going to be next to the where the Arts Council office is. Is that right?
What,
is that,
if I get my directions right, yeah. Just north of the Arts Council.
Okay.
Just west of the amphitheater.
Yeah, okay.
There's acreage there.
Gotcha.
And that's where it's going to be.
Okay,
right.
Okay,
right.
All right.
Then on the regular agenda, we're going to have a public hearing relative to our animal control ordinance. That has been in the works 2 years. Trying to rewrite the language of that. It's been, for a while, it's a cooperative effort between the county and Brian and ourselves. Brian elected to go and do their own, so now it's a cooperative effort between the county and the city, and we're trying to get that rewrite taken care of.
Sure.
So those will be the two main issues that we're going to be, or three main issues we're going to be discussing tomorrow.
And I'm going to presume that in the Here Visitors, you may hear from some Welborn folks. Would that be a fair
I think
assessment?
That's a very fair assessment, yes. A very fair assessment. And, you know, I want it to be known, I respect their opinions. I really do. In my previous life in Garden Ridge, Texas, I walked the walk they're walking. Not totally, but it's a very similar walk. And so I can respect and understand where they're coming from. I'm just not able to resonate in my own mind the concern that they have.
Yeah.
Because they're concerned of annexation, and that's not on the city's.
Well, but that, all right, now, but to draw from that situation, what so folks will understand when you talk about Garden Ridge, you were part of the government that formed a new city, if you will. That's what Garden Ridge was. Is that basically right?
Yeah, I was part of the HOA.
Right.
Remember the HOA who was involved in forming the new city.
So, I mean, you had misgivings, certainly, that caused that HOA to decide to incorporate. So from that standpoint, those things do resonate with you.
They do.
But you just feel like these fears are a different kind of fear than y'all had at Garden Ridge?
They're totally different. Right,
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, again, of course, also, Welborn is an old, old community. I don't know how old Garden Ridge was. And quite honestly, I can see both sides.
I really can.
And I think that identity is so important to a lot of people.
Sure.
And I presume that that's one of the things that they want to speak to you about. But also, I understand from your standpoint, you probably want to have at least some kind of a baseline for future development in that area.
Well, again, Ben White speaking only. But
right.
I think that I have an obligation to look not only at the city of College Station today, 2010, but maybe 2015, 2030, 2040, you know, a few years down the road. And as we expand and grow, which you're going to grow, I mean, that's a given, that is the area we're growing in that direction, south, southwest. So we know, I feel like I have the obligation to make the decisions that will not do anything to impede a managed growth as the city grows in any direction, but in this case, south, southwest.
Is it fair to say that city planners probably in College Station have a plan A and a plan B, one that would include the incorporation of Welborn, and then one that just says, well, we have to continue with the growth of the city and Welborn's going to be set aside?
Yeah. This is going to sound like a politician's cop-out. If they do, I'm not aware of it.
Okay.
I know we've talked about, you know, they have 3 to 10 year plans, and then more than 10 years. Other than that, I don't know.
Okay,
I do not know. And I know our plans. There are no plans for the incorporation of Welborn in the immediate future at all.
But I also know that one of the other things ahead of incorporation is transportation. I mean, you can go out and you can see where the roads are going to go. You can see where the growth is going to happen.
Absolutely.
And obviously, whether it's a subdivision or, you know, I know one of the other things I guess you have to be concerned about is there's probably going to be a school built out in that general area.
It is, very definitely. That's the CSISD is talking about that right now, their third high school, and that is on the drawing board.
Right.
Yeah. Let me transition into a meeting we're having this afternoon. We call it, this will be the third time we've met, it's the Mayor's Action Forum on Development.
Okay.
And it was an effort started about 6 to 7 months ago where We got a group of five or six developers together with a group of myself and one other elected official and the appropriate staff, and we went behind in a room, if you will, and talked for 3 hours on development in this area and what could be done to help them, what they could do to help us, and just a partnership. Today will be our third meeting, and the issue on the table today is input from the development community, those representatives, on transportation. We're going to be briefed about transportation today, our needs, and our needs in years to come, and how can we together work to accomplish those needs.
Well, and that's one thing, again, that maybe the general public would not be part and parcel to, but the idea is that you do have to put together as much information as you can as you get ready to do that.
And the idea is that it doesn't matter what, I don't like the word special interest groups, but it doesn't matter what group you're working with, you got to communicate. You got to be out there communicating, and that's what we're doing with the development community is communicating. That's what we're doing with the HOAs, the seniors, all aspects of our community.
Something we hadn't talked about in a while, so kind of give us a lay of the land as far as the lawsuit having to do with Weingarten. Where are we with that?
We have been told that it could likely go to trial in Houston in August. So we're pointing to that date. There was some talk about maybe, you know, there's two suits, one against the individuals and one against the city.
Right.
There's some talk, I've seen nothing in writing to this effect, but that possibly the suit against the individuals will be dropped. But again, we don't know. We have no idea.
Okay. All right, there you go. That's Ben White. He's the mayor of College Station. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, sir.
We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays, brought to you by Brazos Valley Carpet Outlet, Aggie Lane Lighting Center.